you know, like right at the exact beginning, I start talking, and so. Okay. This is Barb Reeder. Today's date is April 12, 1975. The time is 3 p.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Frank Provost of Bay City, Michigan. Topic to be discussed is banks and banking from 1912 to 1959.
Mr. Provost, when did you start working at the bank?
In the year of 1912, May 1912.
What made you choose a bank to work in?
Well, there happened to be an opening in this bank in Bay City, and we at the school were told about it, and we had the opportunity to file an application for the position. And I applied. And I was fortunate enough to get the job.
Oh, that's good. Okay. Can you tell us about the bank you started at and the different banks in the city at that time?
Yes. At that time, there were several banks in Bay City. I think there was five or six banks. And the bank that I applied and got the job was the old Second National Bank. And I worked at that bank until, I don't know, can't remember how many years, but there was a consolidation between the old Second National and the Commercial Bank and the People's Savings Bank in Bay City into one bank and became known as the People's Commercial and Savings Bank. And that bank operated for a number of years until became close to the Depression years, when it, several of the banks consolidated further. In the First National Bank in Bay City and the Bay County Savings Bank merged into one bank. And when the Depression came along, First National Bank of the Bay County Savings became known as the National Bank of Bay City, and they closed. And previous to that, the Bay City Bank had defaulted, and they were closed, which left the People's Commercial and Savings Bank, the only bank left in Bay City, and they survived the Depression.
Did you stay with him during the Depression?
I was with him up until December 31st, 1959.
Okay.
And then the People's Commercial Savings Bank finally absorbed the National Bank of Bay City, which had just closed, and that became known as the People's National Bank of Bay City. And then a few years later, the Bay City Bank was reorganized, and they reopened, and it left two banks in Bay City out of the original five or six banks. They are still operating yet today, but previous to that, when they had a great number of banks in Bay City, probably about to know the names of them, we would start with the bank that I started with the old Second National Bank, the First National Bank, the Bay City Bank, the People's Savings Bank, the Lumberman State Bank, were all banks in Bay City. Finally, they ended up with one or two banks.
Do you know where all these banks came from, where they started? Saginaw or Midland?
No, they, I don't know where they came from, but because they were all established in Bay City when I first went to work for the bank. So, all I know, there were all local banks and local people. I remember the Bumberman State Bank, where I was really, what they called the S.O. Fisher Bank. Well, Mr. S.O. Fisher was a wealthy man and a lumberman at that time, and to reorganize the bank. And so I see there were all known as like family banks. The old Second National Bank was primarily organized by the Davidson family in Bay City. Well, the Davidson family were the shipyard owners, shipbuilders. They had built boats here in Bay City, and then they operated steamships on Lake Fleet. So the banks were all locally owned people. They didn't come from Bay City at all. But years went on while competition got strong. Some of them got weak and so on. Of course, the Depression was the thing that really hurt the banks. People started to draw their money out. Some of the banks had bad loans. But they were primarily all, as I say, through the consolidation and so on, they merged, they got into two good banks in Bay City, which is now the People's National Bank of Bay City and the Bay City Bank. Of course, as the banking has progressed today now, they're getting into bank holding companies. And the People's National Bank now is owned by a corporation called the People's Banking Corporation. And they own the People's National Bank of Bay City, and they've also bought the State Savings Bank of West Branch, and they own the Oscoda State Savings Bank of Oscoda, Michigan, and they own the, I think the name is the American Security Bank of Mount Pleasant. Getting larger and stronger.
Which type of people use the banks? Was it the farmers, the businessmen, the loggers, the lumbermen?
Well, I think that's well, I think the banks are used by business people, and I think they're used by everybody, although it depends on the community where they are. Now you take up to Linwood. The banking up in Linwood would be primarily used by farmers because there's no industry or nothing up there. Mm-hmm. Outside of probably a few local stores, gas station stations, and stuff like that, that use the bank, but primarily it would be farmers. Or you take in Bay City here, we have industry. What they were when I worked in the bank. personal. And of course, they stressed and advertised on savings accounts. But, nothing like today. There's no such thing as, there was no traveling, traveler's checks at that time. I know they didn't pay very much. I think at the time, if I remember when I started working for that, I think they were only paying 3% interest. Some places, only 2%. That was competitive, 2.5, 3. But interest rates. Didn't seem to be any question about that was the legal rate. Everybody paid it. Now today, the home loans, people are paying, you have to pay up 9, 10, 12%. And they seem to be think it's an awful exorbitant rate to pay, which I don't think it is. Considering the income that we received back in my early days in banking was very small considered to today. Of course, our cost of living wasn't so great. And today, normally, a man working in a factory is getting anywhere up to $200 a week. $800 a month, and well, it's very much upset because he has to pay such a high rate of interest. When we were working, salaries in the bank. We've been told the normal rate if you've got $1,200 a year when you started, $100 a month, and had to pay 6% interest. We still did it.
Okay, can you tell me something about the job that you did at the bank?
The bank? Yeah. Well, when I started in, my first job that I had in the bank, I was given the title of being a messenger. And there I did the calls at that time for the bank. It was all made between one bank and another. We had a clearing house, we met every day. Items over to the other banks where we would meet the checks and so on, clear the items. And that was my job, messenger. And I don't know, I had that job, I think, probably 3-4 months. And I got a promotion. And I became an assistant bookkeeper. And my job was inside of the bank, but I didn't have to you can go to the telegraph office and around.
What did you do as assistant bookkeeper?
Well, that was the customer's checking accounts. You posted their deposits, give them credits for their deposits, and charged their accounts. Mm-hmm. And that was all done in pen and ink, longhand.
No computers, huh?
We didn't have any computers. We didn't have any adding machines.
Yeah.
No posting machines in those days. And I think we had one adding machine, I think, in the old Second National Bank. But that was for adding up all your checks and your deposits at the end of the day. But all the bookwork, the general ledger work, everything was done pen and ink. You had to use your brains.
I guess so.
We didn't have any today in the banks, like they got all computers and so on. One time at the People's National Bank, when they merged there, I think they had 12 or 14 bookkeepers. And then we had posting machines and had 12 or 14. Now the bank, People's Bank in Bay City, where they've got computer system, don't have any bookkeepers. They got 3 or 4 people working up in the computer department. Does all the work. Posted all of your accounts. And when you think today the People's Bank, they're doing all the posting for your bank in Mount Pleasant, West Branch, in Oscoda, and then all the branches, they have branches in Pinconning and Linwood. It's all brought over here to Bay City and put through the computer system at night. And all done and back in their offices the next day. All done.
Kind of amazing.
And in our days, why, as I say, we had to sit there with pen and ink. And you had to add up your columns and your brains.
That's cool. Did you get any more promotions?
Well, and later on, I got to be the head bookkeeper.
What did you do then?
Well, then I was out at the front desk, and my business with customers pertaining to loans, took applications for loans, personal loans, real estate loans, business loans. Of course, there are business loans by the people had to submit a financial statement, which went to the loan committee and
checked them out
and approved of their loan.
Was it pretty hard to get a loan, or wasn't it too bad?
No, I don't think it was hard to get a loan. I think if the person was worthy of a loan, you were able to get a loan. But we didn't have the type of loans today that are made available. We had no personal loans or anything where people take a loan out 12 months, 18 months, a couple of years on time payment plan. We didn't have anything like that. We had no such thing as financing an automobile. Today in the bank you can finance anything.
Yeah. Well, what did the people do then when they wanted to buy something, like a car or something big?
At the home. I had to have the money.
You just saved it all up? And
take by myself. I was working at the bank from 1912, and I was married in the year of 1920. And I didn't own an automobile.
How did you get back and forth to work? Walk?
And we walked, or we used the streetcar. Public transportation. And I didn't buy a car until 1923, I think, the first time I bought a car. And I was able to have sufficient money to make a good payment at McDonald's while the dealer took my note. And he was able to use the note in his bank. Bank gave him a line of credit, would use those, but the bank itself would only take those notes on investigation of the party who signed the note.
Mm-hmm.
If they had a job or paid the bills and so on. So 1923 was the first time that I had a car. As I say, I did not apply. I'm working in the bank, and I did not apply at the bank for a loan to buy it.
You saved your money so you
I saved my money, and I had sufficient money for a good down payment, and I dealt with the dealer. The dealer took my note, and he used the note as a customer with the bank, and took to the bank, and he was able to get money on it and put it in the bank. And every month I made a payment on that note. He made the note solid, if I remember right, for 3 months. And there were two notes. One note was made for 30 days, another note for 60 days, and the balance for 90 days. Well, 30-day note come due, whatever it was, the payment, I paid that note off. 60 days, I paid that note off. And when the 90 days come, I couldn't pay it off, and that note was broken down into another three notes as monthly payments.
Oh,
until finally I got the car paid for. But today, financing automobiles, you can get by a car now with hardly any down payment if the person has a good job and if their credit is good. By that I mean if they pay their bills. Finance, furniture, and stoves, anything you want to buy can be financed today.
Did you move up from assistant cashier, or did you?
Yes, after I got, and my next promotion was, I was promoted to assistant vice president.
Of the bank?
Yeah.
That was quite a jump, wasn't it?
And I was transferred to the branch office. And as assistant vice president, I was also the manager of that office.
And where was this office?
On the west side of the river.
On Edmund Street?
It still had the branch over there. But the office was located at Midland and Ling, which now there's that used to be the headquarters of the People's Savings Bank. Of course, when they merged with the old Second National Commercial, it became known as the People's Commercial Savings. banks, the National Bank, they had a newer office, a more modern office, down on the street between Henry and...
Where it is now?
It's
between
Henry and... Where they are now, I forget the name of the street. But, so then we closed the office at Middleland Lane. And we didn't have one office down there where it is now. It's still there. And I stayed there until I retired. Just before I retired, or a few years before I retired, I was promoted to vice president of the bank. I still had charge of his west side office. And that was December 31st, 1959, when I retired. And I had to retire. Because the date of retirement was your 65th birthday. Mm-hmm. And I put in, started work in that bank for 1912. I put in 48 years in the one bank.
That's a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. How many people were employed at the bank when you first started there?
When I first started at the old Second National Bank, I think we had, I think there were 7 employees in the old Second National Bank.
How many of them were tellers?
Well, I had one teller.
One teller?
One teller. The titles were then, there was the cashier, and there was what they called the general ledger bookkeeper, with the total share of the bank. And then there was one commercial bookkeeper, and there was a savings bookkeeper, and there was an assistant commercial bookkeeper, and a messenger. That was the total number of people in that bank. Then when they merged and became known as the People's Commercial and Savings Bank, and they moved, then they built a new office down at 5th and Washington, which is now LaPorte Shoe Store. And when we opened there as the People's Commercial and Savings Bank, I think we had about 20 employees. Maybe one company. Because they had 2 commercial tellers. I mean, just 2 commercial tellers. And they had 1 savings teller. And they had the bookkeeping department. General Ledger Department. So I may have had about 15 people working in the bank at that time.
Can you tell me what the bank did and what, if any of the jobs that they changed during the Depression?
The jobs changed?
Yeah. Did it affect the business of the bank or?
Well, I don't know.
Wait a minute.